Morning, partakers. Dave has asked me to write and record some podcasts, starting with a general one on how the internet helps me in my faith. That's a really great question, but at first I didn't know where to start. I have a number of health problems which keep me largely housebound. Thanks to the internet, though, I am part of Wow Church, where we have church services and prayer meetings on Facebook, and I even help lead services when I am well enough. Though I am part of a traditional church setup, many weeks I am unable to attend due to either illness, disability, or a lack of energy. Many of my friends in World Church, started by Dave of course, have a similar predicament to me, but for many different reasons, including being hurt by other Christians and or churches in the past, mental health issues such as anxiety or depression, or both quite commonly, or lack of safe, affordable transport, or myriad other reasons. Unfortunately, in my case, being unable to get to church or even leave the house for days or weeks increased my feelings of isolation and loneliness, and of being different to others my age. Thanks to the internet, though, I can listen to podcasts and therefore still access biblically-based resources. The partakers ones are especially helpful, including Monday ThinkSpot and Tuesday's reading of the Psalms, or I can read daily devotionals. Some of my favourite are written by John Erickson Tada, Christian author, speaker and artist, who has been serving Jesus faithfully for years, despite some of the most severe disability you can think of. Other sites I use include Bible Gateway, to look up Bible verses, which is much easier for me than trying to hold a traditional Bible without dropping it, and I can keep in touch with fellow Christians through social media, including those in the church I go to, all from my smartphone, even while confined to bed. This is, of course, providing I don't do something silly like lock myself out of my phone, as I did recently. One of the best things about keeping in touch with friends, and often people also involved in World Church, is to use it to encourage other people. So I'm helping to make a difference in their lives too. Talking to others about what's going on in their lives allows for the influence of different perspectives, which allows my own sense of perspective to deepen. This includes both those in a similar situation and those facing entirely different circumstances to myself. This is so important because it helps me to see life in a more positive way, to learn from people who have had completely different experiences to me, and also allows feelings of isolation to lift a little. Often the effects of this honest kind of friendship run deeper. Seeing others' faith blossom has encouraged me to grow in my own faith, being determined to be disciplined about regular Bible reading and prayer. My friendships with other people I have met online do not stop there, however. They have the potential to last into eternity. The wonderful thing is I know for certain that one day I will meet friends face to face in heaven, if not before. A word of warning is necessary though. It is important that we regulate our use of the internet, even though for helpful purposes, and do not neglect alone time with God, spent in prayer, Bible study, and journaling is quite a good way as well. Solitude is vital as it helps us to learn to talk to God away from distractions, to come away from noise and busyness to rest, fully refreshed and ready to serve others again, all for the glory of God. I once shared my testimony as a podcast a couple of years ago now. An updated version of it should be available as a series soon. Thanks for listening.